Hey everyone, Kenesha here, owner and motivational speaker of Speaking Queen Services. So, I had to switch phones and I lost a lot of my information that I thought would sync with this new phone. So, what I decided to do is just leave my old podcast as is. So, basically, I have two episodes, the intro and the first topic, which is overcoming obstacles. That is going to, the link to those two episodes are on my Facebook page, Speaking Queen Services. So just go on there. That second episode, the last one, is still on my wall. So go on there, Speaking Queen Services on Facebook, for the two prior episodes to this. I cannot access that, and I'm just going to leave it as is. So no, I do not have two podcasts. This will be the podcast moving forward. And as you can see, I am not tech savvy and I'm just having all kinds of issues right now. So anyways, this is going to be the freestyle episode, which is basically I don't have a specific topic. I talk about a whole bunch of things and I'm just freestyling it. So now that you know that, and that is out of the way, we can hopefully move forward here. There's been so many things, and it's crazy because I was just talking about overcoming obstacles in my last episode, and it's crazy all the things I've just been through in the last week. I'm not even playing with you. So many things that happened in the last week, and you know, and that's how it can be sometimes. You be good 1 minute, and then like everything can hit you at once and like a whole week. Or even a day, or maybe in a few days, and you're not having a bad day, you're having a bad week, or having a bad month, and that does happen. I was not myself these last couple of weeks, and I, you know, I was getting out of a depression, and yes, I do deal with that, and I do, that is something that I struggle with, and a lot of people don't know that because I don't come off that way, I guess. And there's no face. I'm sure you heard this so many times. There's no face to depression. I've seen a lot of that kind of trending on Facebook, but there is no face to depression. There really isn't. You can be super happy, bubbly, really getting along with everyone. And the inside, you could be just, your world could just be crumbling and you're really trying to hold it together while you're smiling and you're doing everything you're supposed to do on the outside. And, you know, and that's how it is. And I really used my support network and I'm so thankful for my support network because I, you know, there's so many things I'm doing and I had to let go of one of the balls I was juggling here, which is everything I was doing. I had to let go of one and I really didn't want to. I wanted to really try to make sure it can work out because of just realistically, it just made, it made sense. But sometimes even when something makes sense, it's not always meant to be. And if it's really so hard for you just to accomplish that task or that job, or it's just like, it's just to that extreme where it's taking a lot of your energy and it's not really paying off. I mean, sometimes it can pay off, but is it really worth your sanity? Is what a lot of people need to kind of reflect on. Always do some type of self-reflection. And, you know, I know that I can be impulsive at times and then I'll self-reflect after I'm impulsive. So I'm kind of backwards. I'll be really impulsive, do something, and then I'm like, crap, should I have done that? Maybe I should have thought about that a little bit, or maybe I should have hung in there a little bit longer. But I mean, once it's done, it's done. You can't really take it back. I mean, you can apologize, but is that going to change the situation? No. So, you know, it just, I am a big believer on things happening for a reason, even if it's beyond our own understanding or comprehension. Things happen for a reason. And I can honestly say I had to let go of a position and this is the third one. This is the third position since I started my business professionally. And you know, what's funny is that the day that I did this, I end up getting a few calls on my voicemail about my business. So then I'm like, you know what? This keeps happening. And then people keep coming to me or they'll be like, I really would like, you know, these type of services, you know, what I'm specifically doing. And it's just like, oh, that's, you know, yeah, that'd be cool. You know, I'll see what I can do because, you know, I'm busy at the time with the job I'm doing or my son and the job I'm doing and some other stuff. So basically, I think that me trying to work a different job and my business is not, it's like, am I having an autistic child? It's like, it's too much. It's not realistic. I'm juggling way too many balls in the air. And when you're juggling so many tasks and you want to do so much, something's going to eventually have to give. You can't do everything. And I just thought it was good to have, you know, a safety net, especially when you're just starting a business. I just thought realistically it'd be cool, but, it did not work out. And everyone's like, oh, try to get a different job. I'm not doing this again. Like, that's the part people don't understand. I am not going through this again. This would be the fourth position since I started my business professionally. And I'm not going to do this again. It's obviously not going to work out. I'm more of a three strikes are out, maybe two at times. It depends on the situation. But if things keep happening and it's like, and it's really not working out and you really did try, and I seriously tried. I was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for this position. If you're trying and you are completely changing your routine and it's still not working out, then it's time to just self-reflect and figure out what you're really supposed to be doing. And I really feel in my heart that I'm supposed to really be 100% committed to the business, that I'm really supposed to, you know, do things that I'm doing that I've kind of, some things I put on the back burner, but like really put my, you know, my, give my all in the position, you know, my business obviously. And it's flexible that I, you know, the flexibility that I wouldn't get from an actual employer, you know, obviously because I'm the person. So, and you got to go through things to figure that out, I guess. I mean, in my situation, I had to, and I'm kind of hard-headed. So it's like I had to keep running into the wall a few times and to realize that this is what I'm supposed to really be doing and that the other stuff is not going to work out, even though I'm going to keep trying. And I can't. So people don't get it. And then they're like, oh, you know, you need like a job, though. Like, I get you have a business and all, but you need a job. Excuse me, it's a career, and I've been doing it since 2010, and it was a voluntary thing I did. And just because it's not a 9-to-5 position and I'm not working for someone does not make my career less important than yours. And it's like, that's the part, that's right there is what I want to talk about. Don't belittle someone because you don't understand what they are doing with their life. Because the key word there is, it's their life. It's not yours. It's their life. Why do you have a say-so on their life? I think that some people now, they'll look at if you have a small business that it's like you're unemployed. And I find it hilarious because I'm like, you know what? It doesn't mean you're unemployed. You're going to get money. It's more, I look at it more as like a commission-based situation at first, like that first year. I feel like it's more like that, if anything, versus just unemployed. Because unemployed means you're not getting no money at all. You're just sitting there and you know what I mean? And you're unemployed. You're trying to find a job. You don't have regular income coming in. You're just sitting there. And that's not the case with me. So it's like, I take it personal because it's like, if I feel like it's a smack in my face, like, well, you're just doing your business. But I mean, they're basically more excited about me being a laser operator than my business. You know, it's like, oh, well, I mean, you still need something though. And I started feeding into that. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I do. You know, it's, and it was hard. I started this business professionally the same year my son was finally diagnosed with autism. So the timing was horrible. I admit that it was horrible because I seriously did not think, I really wanted to do it at that point. And then he was diagnosed like after that, but it was just like the same year basically. So it's like, I feel like I put it off for so long and I've been doing it for free for so long that it was time to do something different. I was tired of just keep doing what I was doing, and stepping it up professionally is what is the next step. And then now I need to expand. I need to do, you know, there's so many things I'm trying to do. Like this podcast is one of the things I love. talking, as you can see. And I love being able to have some type of positive impact on others' lives. And this is a way I can do it. And, you know, I'm not charging anyone to do it. And I don't feel like all of my services need to be a fee. So, like, that's the whole point. I love what I do. And people don't have to understand that, I guess. And it really sucks when you want people that you care about to believe in you. But the bigger thing is you need to believe in yourself. And I mean, the purpose of that story is I can personally tell you that it sucks when you want to do something and you've been doing it for so long and you now you're finally stepping it up in that department. But then, you know, life keeps happening. So you got to keep pausing and not really give your 100% in it. And then you got people that don't believe in you or telling you like, well, maybe you should do something else or, you know, clock in this 9-to-5 job that you don't really like, but I mean, at least it's a 9-to-5. Okay, you know what? That just seems depressing. And it sounds like it takes up most of your time doing something you really don't want to do. I'd rather struggle and do something I'm compassionate about versus not struggling financially, but I'm doing something I don't want to do just to pay the bills and things like that. Realistically, I feel like you should always make sure that you're going to be okay, you know, a roof over your head, food on the table, clothes on your back, you know, the basics. Make sure you have income to that piece where you got the basics down, you know, but I feel like you could still do what you're passionate about, you know, if it is legal, because I feel like I got to keep saying this, if it's legal and, you know, it's not harming anyone, I feel like you should go for it. I mean, she just throw away your job and go right full time to whatever you're passionate about. No, I think you should baby step it and then get to that point. And with my case, it's just, I was doing it for so long that it was like, okay, I'm not getting anywhere with this. And there needs to be more to this than what I'm doing. And I originally just did it as a volunteer situation. Like I've said before, I wanted to see if it's something I could do. So it was like years of me doing that before I even tried to figure out if it's something I even wanted to do. So it took a while. And then I'm just like, it's a real huge risk you're doing. You're putting yourself out there and your business or whatever you're compassionate about is your baby. So in my case, this business is like another baby to me. And I'm just, you know, it's like, it's my baby and I take it very seriously. And I don't want just anyone, you know, I just don't let anyone in when it comes to the business and things like that. And you got to be smart about it. You need to still be compassionate, but you got to be wise when it comes to whatever you're trying to do in life. You got to be wise because there's so many people that'll take advantage of the fact that you're compassionate about whatever you're trying to do. And they will take advantage of that. And they'll be like, you know what? That's awesome. I can help you get to places and blah, 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 and really pump your head up. So it's just really be able to discern what is just people just telling you what you want to hear or people that actually are genuinely care and actually want to be a part of your dream. Because I feel like you should be able to share your dream with people. It shouldn't have to be just you doing everything. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's how I feel. I'm at that point now where I would love to just have people on my team and really trying to make a difference. So there's so many things I need to be working on that I couldn't really work on because I was working full time. So like I said, everything happens for a reason. Now I have the time. Now that my son's in school and everything, I have all day to work on everything that I need to work on to make sure that this business is going to thrive and that people are actually going to be better off because of the services that are provided. So, I am going to stop with the freestyling, the freestyle that I'm doing here. As you can see, when I get passionate about something, I just keep going and going and going. But at the end of the day, the message is do not let someone's view and perspectives, I guess you could say, on life interfere with your dreams, your goals, what you want to do. If you're not hurting anyone or yourself and it's legal and you're passionate about it and you can see yourself doing it for free and some people are money motivated. I guess it depends on the person and the situation. Maybe you need to be money motivated to get to where you need to be. Maybe you don't. It depends on the person. But the point is, don't let someone stop you from what you're trying to do, because there's people out there that don't want to see you make it. And I thought people were just making that up, haters. I'm like, what the heck is haters? No, for real, there really are haters. There are people out there that just do not want to see you do good. They want to see you where you're at. They want to see you just where you are at. They are comfortable seeing where you at. If you became more than what you are at this moment, it will intimidate them and then what they're doing. And then they're going to second question themselves and what they're doing with their life and be like, well, dang, if this person just did that, I mean, well, what the heck? Like, what's going on? And start have to self-reflect, because some people don't want to self-reflect. They think they got it all together. They got it, you know, they don't need nobody telling them what to do, you know, to each its own. But don't let no one talk you out of your dream if it's legal, again, and it's not harming anyone or yourself. It's something you are passionate about, and it's something realistically that you can do. Just really self-reflect. Self-reflect, are you happy? Because like I've said before, tomorrow's not promised. Are you happy with what you're doing? Are you happy with that 9-to-5? Are you happy with that overnight shift? I mean, sometimes you got to do that to pay the bills, to have a roof over your head. But maybe you should try something, even if it's volunteering on the side or like once a month or on the weekend. Try doing something that you're passionate about and kind of move forward from there. You don't have to do everything all at once, but at least try doing something you're compassionate about and just kind of move forward from there. That's all you can do. You can't do everything at once. And, you know, just be realistic. Be realistic with your goals. You know, myself, I feel like I kind of took a while with, you know, with volunteering, how long I was doing it, because I was afraid. I'm not going to lie. I was afraid. And it's still a scary thing. It is huge. Being a business owner, I'm freaking out here. So I'm just going to tell you, it is not going to be easy. And it's not going to be like, yes, I'm here now. It's going to be like, oh my freaking gosh, I cannot believe this is happening. Okay, I'm this now. Now what? Like everything is just like, it can be overwhelming and it can be exciting and it can be scary all at the same time. But the point is, you're doing it and you're not going to think like, oh, well, I didn't do that. At least you tried. At least you really went after something you're passionate about. A lot of people can't say that. They can say, well, I always wanted to do that, but I never did. I just did what was expected of me. Don't do what is expected of you all the time. Be a little rebellious. Do something that you've always wanted to do. It's okay. It really is. It's all right. The world will keep turning. It's cool. Just be happy. And one of those ways you could be happy is doing something you are passionate about. I mean, that is one of the reasons we are here. Do something that really helps you mentally, emotionally, everything. It's okay. Don't let other people get to you. Don't let them get in your head. Don't give them that type of power. Believe in yourself, because that's a huge thing. And I know it's kind of, you know, sappy, but believe in yourself. Seriously, believe in yourself. Because if you don't, then it's like you're just going to continue a cycle and it's going to get old after a while. And at first, you'd probably get used to it, your comfort zone, but sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone to make a difference, to make your life just as amazing as it could possibly can be. And even if it's good now, maybe it could be better. You know what I mean? The point is, don't settle. And don't just go off of what people are telling you to do. Do what is right for you. And it feels good. And it's something you always wanted to do. You don't always have to listen to other people. I feel like you do to a point, obviously. But you don't always. Don't let them guide your life, basically. It's your life, not theirs. And it doesn't matter if they flip you. They think you're crazy. They're telling you why you can't do that. And you know what I mean? Giving you all these lists of things of why they think you're crazy, why they think that you should not do something like that. Okay, that's their views. It doesn't matter. And it's your life. Their views, your life. Their views, your life. Your life, their views. All right, guys. See you next week.